Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chav Vov Omid Beis. We are in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah and still in the middle of the beautiful Siman Tov Kum Nun Aleph, which deals with some of the halachos of the 9 days. In yesterday's share, we had discussed there's a very common custom in the Shur Shechabo in that week that we don't have wine. That's in addition to the din in the Gemara, which says during the Suda Mavsekis, you're not allowed to have meat or wine. So we brought down the opinion of the Mechaber that one doesn't have meat or wine, according to many, b'Shabbos zu, during the week of the Shur Shechabo. And then he brings down the Eish Mosifim, and this opinion, we're on the very last line of Chavov Omud Aleph in the Mechaber. He says, this opinion, the Eish Mosifim, is brought down in the name of the Ramban, may Rosh Chodesh out of Tainis, that people don't have meat from Rosh Chodesh until the Tainis. And we had done this yesterday, where we brought down that Rosh Chodesh Bechlal, this includes Rosh Chodesh as well, v'chein ha-minag b'din ha-senu, and this is the common custom nowadays. So this is what we finished off yesterday, and now we continue. The Eish Mosifim, the Mechaber brings down an even more machmir shita, and this is from the Kobo, in the name of Harav Rabbi Asher, and the reasoning is because he brings down from Yud Zayin, Yesh Mosifim Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, and the Ber HaGolah tells us the reason for this is because that's when the Tomid was Batel from Shivasu B'Tamuz, and Gam Nitzach HaYayin, and that's also when they stopped doing the Nitzach HaYayin, so therefore some have the custom not to have meat or wine even all the way from the start of the 3 weeks. Mishnah Berurah explains this if Katan Nun Tes, the Maz Hizchel HaPurani Shel HaChurban, as the Ber HaGolah just said, that's when the difficulties of the Churban really started. The breaking down the walls of Yerushalayim, the Chozeh B'Mosechol. But this entire din that we say that those that have this custom not to have meat or wine during the 3 weeks, that's only during the weekdays. However, Avol B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Ein Mashal L'Hachmaz, that we aren't Machmir, certainly on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos Tisha B'Av, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we do eat meat and wine. Not a problem at all. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here. B'Shabbos ein roi l'hachmer b'zeh, the af im chol Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos mutter. Even if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it's mutter, v'nidchal yom rishon, mutter. So it's certainly permissible in this situation to go and eat meat on even Shabbos tes b'av, because it's Shabbos. And we'll learn this, come on, in Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. Afilu, he says, im kibal lo beferish, even if a person is acceptable by himself specifically, shelo lecho bosom yizayim b'tamuz v'holo, says, I'm not going to have meat during the 3 weeks. Nevertheless, mutu b'shabosos, it doesn't include Shabbos, and likewise, it doesn't include v'chein b'sudah smitz, it doesn't include b'sudah smitz as well. Why? The kola noder, when somebody makes a neder, adayte de minhaga noder. He's saying, I'm not having meat during 3 weeks, not because he's interested in lowering his cholesterol or something like that. He's doing it because the minhag is not to have meat during the 3 weeks, according to this minhag. Being daitol on Shabbos, he certainly has not in mind, therefore, for Shabbos. Unless he expressly stated so. For example, we said, Shomar, harei olai shlo yochal bosom yudzayin b'tamuz, until the end of Tisha B'Av, so then, yesh machrim. In that situation, it may be possible that he would not be allowed to even have meat on Shabbos. The issue foot number 72 says, Misha Yekibel, all of Shabbos, miplak ha-minchav, somebody accepted Shabbos early. So that he brings down from Rav Ephraim Greenblatt's Zatzal, the Rav from Memphis, Tennessee, one of the Talmid of Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Rav Ephraim, he says in the name of the Mishnah Halachos, in the name of the Umva Rebbe, Rav Nasher Klein Zatzal, Shemut Lecho Bosu Bizman Shekibel, all of us a Shabbos. You make Shabbos early, so you're allowed to go and have meat during the time that you've already declared a Shabbos, even though it's not yet nightfall. And he says, likewise with children in the summer months, when it's difficult for them to stay up till after Shabbos starts and they have to be fed earlier, you're allowed to give them meat as well. And he brings that from Moshe Feinstein, that's how Sheicholim Lachilim Bosom Bizman is that no problem to give the children during that period of time. He says, likewise, if somebody is going to be Mavashal Lechovet Shabbos and he goes and tastes the food, Tomel Chaim Zochu. So then he brings down also Shelis Shuvah Sisoris Shuva, Shafa Pisha Kosav Magor, even though the Morgan Abram writes, Shemitzul Litom, we call Tavshil Be'er Shabbos, that normally there's this custom to go, beautiful custom to go and taste the food for Shabbos, should be delicious. So he says, there's a question whether you should swallow such food or you should just taste it and then spit it out. On the other hand, Shelis Shuvah Orlut Zion says, Harogil Batima Sar Tavshil, if you always do this every Shabbos, so then mutalo lito vilivloa. You can not only taste it, but even swallow it this Erev Shabbos. He says, kivin shikavanoso, rak mutomel chayim zohu. He just wants to fulfill this beautiful custom. So therefore, it's not a concern over here that he's getting meat and wine during this time period when he's not permitted to do so. And this is also the opinion of Rav Azaz Zatzal, shem yesh tzorech betimas tavshilei abasar shel Shabbos. If there's a purpose in doing this, then it's mutter to taste that. You don't have to spit it out. Shein ze b'chal ti'ima hasur. This isn't called a forbidden type of a tasting for simcha purposes. And he adds, shuadim mevashel tzorech shayasu d'smitzah. So this same thing would apply not only for Shabbos, but let's say you're making for a bris milah, you're making for another suda smitzah, you'd be allowed to taste it to make sure that it's properly flavored. The issue of footnote number 73 brings down that even though there's no chiv lecho basar b'Shabbos, technically there is no chiv to eat meat on Shabbos, only really carbon meat is a chiv to have simcha, shim nimna mishum avelus averihi. But if you're doing this because of avelus on Shabbos, that's something that's incorrect. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah umatzniyim erosh chodesh ve'elech hasakin shel shechita. He brings down from the Rebbe Yeruchim, and that goes by Monios, that the custom is that from Rosh Chodesh and onwards, you put away the sakin knife, the chalif, that the butchers, that the shechtim use. It's because they don't shecht at all, except shein shechtim kiim l'tzorch mitzvah, but you are allowed to shecht for a tzorch mitzvah. For example, if you need a nebuch for a sick person, go on the cholah, they must have meat, or Shabbos, or you shechti for Shabbos, or mila, some of the gears over here are pigeon aben, v'chayotzibah, or any other reason where it's halachically permissible to have meat, so then you're allowed to shecht during the 9 days. But otherwise, you put away the shechita knife. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkot in Samach, the adasir bov, you put it away till the 10th of Av, except under extenuating circumstances, under certain circumstances, you can even shecht in Tisha B'Av afternoon. However, he says, if Tisha B'Av comes out on a Thursday, and then then you're not going to have time to necessarily shecht on Friday, so then you can shecht definitely on Thursday afternoon, according to everybody. He further brings out for the Morgan of Ramel Yerabba, the Bedina Seinu, Sheminag Anachim Shein Ochlin Basa B'Yom Shishi V'Shvi, that amongst the Goyish nations, it was a custom that they wouldn't have meat on Fridays and also on Shabbos. So now, if you go and shecht on Thursday, and it turns out to be a treifa, nobody's going to want to buy the meat. They didn't have refrigeration, they didn't always want to have salted meat, and therefore, you're going to end up having it go to waste. V'Shem Yitarif, if it's a treifa, and it's not allowed to be eaten by Yidden, V'lo Yimotzi Kodim, V'sar treifa, you're not going to find anybody to buy it, and therefore, people aren't going to want to shecht. So then in that situation, mutu lishchot gam biyom revi, you'd be allowed to go shecht on Wednesday. The imlokein, because if you don't shecht on Wednesday, nobody's going to shecht on Thursday or Friday because you're not going to have buyers in case it's treif, and mimane v'lo shechtin, you won't have l'kovet Shabbos meat. Kadeshim yitarev, this way, if it does have a treif, yemuchan lo al yom chamish limkar, you'll be able to still sell it on Thursday when the guy will still buy it. Sivkot nesamachal, the Mishra says, you're allowed to shecht for a chola. Afilu chol chitzas, this is even including a person was only mildly ill. That some women who just gave birth, they don't bedavka eat from the 7th day of Av and onwards. And Dirshu footnote number 78 explains because the minhag to be machmed that is because that's when actually the Beis HaMikdash itself was Nebuch entered into and the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash actually occurred. That's only in a situation where they're not very sick. If they are sick, you're allowed to give them meat during that situation. If somebody has the license to go and provide meat to the non-Jewish people, and if he doesn't go shecht, he's going to lose that license because he's going to say, hey, we want meat and we're going to get it from somebody else. So then, as I eat him and call then he's allowed to shecht, but give some little piece of kezayis at least to a poor Jewish person, and this way you have the right to shecht the animal. Because he brings up a chayyadim, it's impossible to go give a ani, a Jewish ani, meat unless there's at least a shechita. The shechita is done, and therefore, as long as you give a kezayis to the ani, then you'll be allowed to go shecht in this situation. The issue of footnote number 76 brings down that if you're in a large city, for example, you're in any metropolis in the United States where there's plenty nebuch of sick people at all times, and there are also people that require meat because they're weak, so then the Aruch HaShulchan writes, she'ein tzorich latznias ha-sakin. Then you don't have to put away the chalap, the sakin knife, and you can do shechita because there's always people that are eligible. And he says also, the same thing is in terms of keeping your store open to sell meat. He says there's always, for example, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe, shemutu, because there's always harbe ofanim behem vade mutalikdos. Because as Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of siyums, there's all sorts of sudas mitzvahs that you may need it for Shabbos. So there's always heter to keep your store open, according to Rav Moshe. On the other hand, he brings down from the Das Torah, the minhag is not to leave the stores open during this period of time, even though there are some people who need meat. Nevertheless, he says, "Ein levatel aminik shalol limkor abosav yomeli." You should try very hard not to sell meat during this period of time, unless, again, if there's no choice, then you'd be allowed to. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Samach Beis tells us for other days like Sudas Mitzvah, Pidgin Aben, etc., Kigon Shal Pidgin Aben. Here he has Beferish Pidgin Aben. That's according to the Girsa that we said before that the Ramah was talking about a Mila and not a Pidgin Aben. And he says, Usudish Osim Belaila Shalitnei Amila, what we call Vachnach, the night before the Mila. Many people have the custom that they say Kriyashma, they gather people around, and they make a Suda, so Ein a Sudas Mitzvah. That's not called the Sudas Mitzvah. He brings down the name of the Yad Ephraim. The issue footnote number 79 says, what about a bar mitzvah? So the Yad Ephraim writes, Shegam hinech sheva sudas mitzvah. The Yad Ephraim writes that while a vachnacht is not considered the sudas mitzvah, a bar mitzvah is considered the sudas mitzvah. And he adds, Sha'av kishena ba'osa yom shebo nasa bar mitzvah. Even if it's not on bo ba'yom, on the day that the boy is bar mitzvah, if you're making the bar mitzvah and he's darshening, he's giving his pshetel, he's selling over divrei Torah, so then that also counts according to the Yad Ephraim. However, on the other hand, Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down that since the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention this Yad Ephraim, so therefore you shouldn't rely upon it halacha l'maisa. Sifyut. The Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, this is brought down in the Kolbo, that Shanogim Shalalecho Bosa B'yomim Neskorim. People have the minhag not to eat meat on the days that we just mentioned. Nevertheless, Mutarim B'tavshil Shidispasul B'bosa. They'd be allowed to have a dish that meat was cooked in that dish. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Samach Gimel. However, Avol, if there's actual Avol Shuman Shabasar, if there's actual fat of the meat in the dish, so Dino Kibasar Atzma, then it would be just like flesh itself. And you wouldn't be allowed to eat something that actually has the Shuman inside of it. The Idna, nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nihigi Amol Lesser Av Tavshul Shabasar. Well, technically, the Mechaber says that you're allowed to, in the name of the Kolbo, he says, our minhag today is not to have a Tavshul that has a Basar absorbed inside of it. That's only this actual basar inside of it that's absorbed. If you use a flesh of a pot, then it had bleos inside of it. So you wouldn't be able to eat that type of a dish with milk normally, but it's not really what you would call fleshes. So pshita the muti brings out from the achronim that certainly would be permissible. The issue footnote number 80 discusses, what about wine? You've been talking here about meat. Does the same halacha apply to wine? So he brings down that the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah do not mention anything here about wine. So if you have a dish that has wine in it, so what's the din? So he brings down from the Taz, Shalonogub is a iser. Vafilu kishamurgish tamayayim b'tavshil. He says the Taz permits you to have a dish that has wine in it, even if you can taste the wine. And he brings that from the Behetev, Shalafi minogenu, lahachmi b'tavshil shabasa, yesh lahachmi gam b'tavshil shamur, v'nikar bo tam yayin. The Behetev disagrees and says, since our minog is not to have a tavshil shabasa, so we shouldn't have a tavshil where the wine taste is detectable as well. However, if the wine taste is not detectable, so the Shaar HaTzion brings down that it linyan tavshil shabasa, in regards to meat, im nosein l'kfela, if you give it to a professional chef and he tastes it, vein bo tam basar, then it would be permissible. So therefore, the same thing would apply with the wine. And he says as well, there's the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal, the opinion of Nissan Karlin Zatzal, and the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. He says, what about baked items that have like wine in the dough or grape juice in the dough in order to make the taste a little bit nicer? He says, even though you don't taste the wine, he reads out from Rav Yashiv and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, she'eino nechshav in tavshil shel yayin. This also isn't considered a tavshil shel yayin. However, he says, l'chatchila, maybe you shouldn't do this. On the hand, the Rav Ozer Zatzal, the Shevet Levi says, no, you shouldn't do this. However, he says, to a cotton, it would be okay, as long as the cotton hasn't reached the age, l'sabala yushalayim. What about grape-flavored drinks? If they're made from mitzvah oven from grape juice, or Vayashiv Zatzal also says, also you can't drink that. However, he says, if it's like grapes that were crushed, make like a fruit cocktail or something like that, that he says that in that situation, his opinion is, Shemut Lecho, you could eat that, because he says that grape taste that you're having there is not really called grape juice. It's really the grapes, and there's no issa to have grapes during this period of time. Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, Venira, if meat fell into a dish and it's nullified with shishim, it's both with shishim, so he says, pshita the shari, that certainly should be allowed. And the Shaar HaTzion, Osamaches, the Chavetz Chaim adds, he says, even if it's not 60, if a kvelu yisrael, if a professional Jewish chef says he can't taste the meat in that anymore, that would be sufficient as well. Ki hai gavna efshar the shari, because that's not really considered something that you're getting pleasure out of, and therefore you're not really having simcha from the meat. Mechaber continues and he tells us, Vasurim b'basarof, he brings down from the Mordechai that you're also not allowed to have chicken during this period of time, as well as b'basar meluach, salted types of meats, the yayin toses, and wine that hasn't really fermented. It's less than 72 hours old. It's just crushed grapes and it hasn't really turned into wine yet. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Samach Dalet, Mikol Makom, Mishi Efshelo Lecho Machal Echol. If somebody really just can't have milchis, he's lactose intolerant, he just can't, you know, survive on just milchis. So Mutal Lecho Bosarop. If he has to have some sort of non-milchic stuff, so then he can have chicken rather than meat. Or he can have the Bosar Meluach Kimu Yaman, or he can have the meat that has been salted for more than 3 days. The issue footnote number 82 brings down that the reason why you can be making in these situations, the Magen Avraham says, is because kivin shlo yu makrivim minu karban. Chicken never was a karban, and even the salted meat, it's not really a karban if it's been salted for more than 3 days. So therefore, there's no karban that you can eat after 3 days, and therefore that's why you could be makel in this situation, because it's not karban meat. He also brings down that if the chola has to have some sort of fleishes, so it's much better to have chicken if that will satisfy the medical need rather than having meat. Mishabur continues and says, Umeinekes, a nursing mother, shecholav ra latino, kisheno chol esbaso. It's not going to have adequate milk, or it's not going to be good milk for the baby unless she has meat. So he brings down, yesh lahokal ap bebaso behema. Then she could even have meat, fleishes, real fleishes, and not just chicken. And this is brought down, the Chafetz Chaim says, in the Shaaret Zion Ost Ayin, in the name of the Prima Gadim and other Acharonim. Then it says, if cotton samachet, the Mishmur says, the basa maluach, shall have to have the salted meat. Afilim is man ruba, even if it's salted for a very long period of time, the minkomokum is be simcha kitzas. L'chatrili, you shouldn't have this, because even if it's been saved for a while, it still is meat, and you get some pleasure out of it. Sivkot and Samachvav, you shouldn't have this tosis, yayin tosis. What does that mean? Dahainu toh gimel drisosa, within 3 days, 72 hours of its being stepped upon and being crushed and made into grape juice. Shumatuk is very sweet at that point in time, veinu chazik, and it's not strong, it hasn't fermented. Or possibly gabi mizbeach, since it can't be brought on the mizbeach, technically you'd be allowed to have it. The issue footnote number 83 brings down is another reason, says it also doesn't give you a little simcha. Grape juice doesn't really give you simcha. And all of these things, v'chein kolelo, niskom le'el, that we said don't really have the status of meat in the fullest sense. Nevertheless, mikom makom kiblu avosinu aleim lesar kol minei basav yayin. Since they fall into the category of meat and wine, even though they can't be brought on the mizbeach, nevertheless, the minhag is not to go and eat them during the period of time that you're not eating meat or wine. Again, some have it from Rosh Chodesh, and that's the majority opinion, probably halacha l'maisa. Some even have it from the start of the 3 weeks, and some only have it in the Shul Shechabo. The Etzem Din is, of course, in the Suta Hamafsekis. Then the Mechaber tells us, Umutu lishtos yayin havdolah ubirchas amozon, that you technically are allowed to have wine for havdolah, motzi Shabbos, you're allowed to have wine, and likewise, if you're benching birchas amozon ala kos, you're allowed to go and have wine, even on a weekday, because that's really a sudas mitzvah, that's a usage that is appropriate for the mitzvah. Mishmur explains, Sivkot and Samach Zayin, the Baha'i Gadna lo kibu alai, that was never accepted as being also to have wine in these situations, kimol inyan shar sudas mitzvah, like any sudas mitzvah you're allowed to have wine at, so too for Havdalah, or for the benching ala kos, which is a mitzvah. However, he brings down from the Ramah Hagor, v'noagim lahachmish, lo lishtos yayin bebirchas hamozon v'lo b'havdalah. He brings down from the Tshuvas Mariel that the minhag is that not to have wine for Havdalah and not to bench ala kos with wine during the period of time when Basar and Yayin are Asar. The Mishabur explains the Sivkot and Samaches, kiven the Evshor limitame letinok, because you could make the bracha on Havdalah and give it to a little child to go drink the wine. Masha ain't came b'shar sudas mitzvah, as opposed to another sudas mitzvah, you can't do that. You have to eat yourself. So therefore, here, where you could give it to somebody else, he says, best to do so. And Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Tes says, Shlo yishtos yayin b'birchas hamazon. He explains, Parsha to kol zeh mayri b'birchas hamazon the chol. He says, certainly, this is only talking about benching on a weekday. As he brings down in the Shaaret Zion, Os Ayin Aleph from the Eliyahu Zutta. He says, Afilu nimshach hasuda achashecha. And this would even include, if your meal extended on Shabbos past the time that Eish Shabbos was, Avo B'Birchas HaMozon, the Shabbos, Shal Gimel Sudas, Pshita, the Shari, certainly you can go and have wine for the benching ala kos on Shabbos at any of the Sudos. You can bench ala kos and have wine. So what does Ramah say you should do if you're not going to make Davdallah on wine and drink it yourself? Elanostim Latinok. You should give it to a young child. What age is the young child? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot and Ayin, he says, you can even give it to a child that has reached the age of chinuch. V'yish derova kos, and the child should drink rova kos. V'davkim lo egia adayin l'savol yishlaim. But it should be a child that while he's reached the age of chinuch, he hasn't yet begun the process, so to say, of mourning for Yerushalayim. V'davkim b'zeshu mitzvah. That's only when you're dealing over here with wine that's a mitzvah. Avo below mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, asheni yadei l'savol, also b'vosav yayin, shu bari. If it's a healthy young child, so even though he's not mourning at all, you still shouldn't give him basar and yayin during the 9 days. If he needs this from a medical point of view, that's different. But even if he hasn't reached the stage yet of mourning for Yerushalayim, we don't give older children meat or wine or grape juice during this period of time. The issue footnote number 84 says the age for this chinuch over here is about an age of 6 or 7, each child according to his own churfe, according to his own wisdom and sharpness. The Stipler Gaon Zatzal says it should be given to somebody who understands that somebody else is being motzi him over here. And there are other opinions as well of what the age of chinuch is. someone makbe to give it to a child that's specifically being yotze with the Havdalah rather than a child that's not being yotze with the Havdalah. On the other hand, others say that as long as you're being yotze with the bracha of the Bar Pei HaGafen, then you can drink from it, even if you, let's say, heard Havdalah from somebody else. The issue footnote number 85 talks about is it adequate just to have a malo lugmov, which is rov of revias, rather than drinking rov kos. The issue footnote number 86 talks about what is the gil, what's the age, l'saval yushalayim. And even if he understands to be l'saval yushalayim, it's better to give it to him than to have the adult, who's above the age of bar mitzvah, drink from the Havdalah. Finally, the issue footnote number 87 talks about age you can give a child meat, and there are different opinions, ayin sham. With this, we conclude today's shiur.